Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Dalet, from the beginning. We dedicate to learning today Liyui Nishmas, Tuvia Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Choyli Yisrael. Today we begin a new halacha based on Torah Samach Vav in Likutei Moran, a major chapter in Likutei Moran. We'll try to do the best we can to make it as clear as possible. Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, Uboi Inyan Sfira V'Shavuos. We're going to be discussing the laws of koshering vessels and utensils that a person acquires from a non-Jew. And in this halacha is going to be included a discussion regarding Sfira Soimer, Shavuos, Al Pi HaTorah V'Hino Pi Shnayim Baruch Acha Eloi. And this will be based on chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Study that entire chapter on Likutei Moran to get a very solid foundation for this halacha. One of the major topics in that Torah is the concept of being Moitzi Mikoyach El HaPoyal, being able to take things from thought into action, from theory into practice. And Rabbeinu Zalveh speaks about Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's pronounced versus the way it's written. We know that we write it Yud, Hey, and then Vav, Hey, but we don't pronounce it that way. We pronounce it as if it were written Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And generally, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is referred to as Machshava. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is referred to as Maisa, Koyach and Poyal. And we'll see much more about this during this halacha. We find that Hashem's name Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei begins with the letter Yud, and Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud ends with the letter Yud. And this is included in the term Poiseach es Yodecho u'masbia l'chol chai rotzoin. We ask Hashem, open your hands and provide us with bounty, with nourishment. And the Gemara says, Al tikri Yodecho elo Yudecho. That Yodecho means hands, Yud, Yudecho means your Yuds. Open up the two Yuds. Open up the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Yud of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to take things from the beginning of Machshava, which is the letter Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the end of Maisa, which is the Yud that closes Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Ki koidem shemoitziyim mikoyach el hapoyal, before we take something from thought into action, Azai hakoyach v'hapoyal echod. Then, at that point, the thought and action are all one because the action hasn't happened yet. It's all in the mind. V'chulu, etc. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there. V'tzorich kol echod lehishtadel ulohoitzi mikoyach el hapoyal. Every single one of us has to strive throughout life to take things from thought to action. Obviously, good things. Liftoya chayodayim, to open up the hands, sheyeh nimshach, just like when we speak about Hashem creating the world, we're told that the first pasuk in creation, Bereshis Bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz, has 28 letters, corresponding to two times yad. Kavyochol, the hands of Hashem are what created the world, yad and yad. There's a pasuk, af yodi yosto oretz, V'yemini tovcho shamayim. My hand, my left hand, established the earth, and my right hand established the heavens. This is the terminology that's used. Obviously, chas v'shom, to think that there are hands by Hashem. But just like by human beings, we speak about the hands being the action of the body, kavyochol, this is the terminology that's used by Hashem. So before we bring something into action, it's all in the mind. It's all one. So Rabbeinu Zal said, we have to bring things from koyach to poyal to open the hands. Sheyeh nimshach v'niftach haruach delesato min haruach de'ela. To be able to draw and open up the lower ruach from the upper ruach. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that every single Jew has two ruachs. A ruach, a divine spirit that's with the person down here on earth, that's called the ruach de l'sato, and a ruach de l'eila, a spirit that's up in Gan Eden. And when it comes time for a person to leave the world, that upper ruach comes down and connects to the lower ruach, they become connected. And since that upper ruach cannot stay down here, it draws the lower ruach up. And we'll see a lot about this. This is why it says, Eile toldos noyach, noyach ish tzadik. The Zohar HaKadosh asks, why twice noyach? And the Zohar HaKadosh answers, noyach de la'ela, noyach de la'sata. There's an upper noyach and a lower noyach. V'chol ha-mitzvois v'aveirois tluyim bozeh. And all of the mitzvahs that a Jew performs and all the sins that a person commits are all dependent on this concept of bringing things from koyach to poyal. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbein Azal elaborates on this. The way that we bring things from thought into action is via the bridge, the intermediary, which is dibur. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Adam, which means man, the Aleph stands for machshava. There's a pasuk, va'alefcha chachma, I will teach you knowledge, wisdom. A'alefcha, Aleph. The Aleph represents machshava. The Dalid of Adam is dibur, and the Mem is maisa. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, in order for anything to happen in this world, it must go through those three stages. Machshava, dibur, maisa. V'zeh zoichin al yidei emes. And Rabbein Azal says over there, we're zoiche to be able to take things from koyach to poyal through dibur, and the dibur has to be with emes. And Rabbein Azal elaborates on this a lot over there. Utzrichin lasois nekudois lahoisios. When we talk about speech, there's letters and there's vowels. The letters without vowels have no movement. The vowels are what inject life into the letters, in a sense. So we have to provide nekudos, the vowels, for the letters. V'heim nasim alidei hakisufin v'hacheshek digdusha. And in this chapter in Likutei Moharan 66, and in several other places in Likutei Moharan, chapter 31, other places, Rabbein Azal speaks about the fact that how do we generate these nekudos? Through yearning, desire, longing. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it uses the terminology nekudas hakesef. Nekudos, which are formed through kisufin. Kisufin means a deep yearning and longing. Shayidei zeh meshabrin kol hamaniyo sheba'olam. And when a person has strong kisufin, when a person really wants something badly, that helps them break through all the obstacles. Im mizgaber shi'eloi cheshik chazak kefi hamaniyo. If the person will ratchet up their desire, their longing, to match the obstacle. If the obstacle is 1,000 watts, then you need kisufin of 1,000 watts to be able to break through it. Ki hamaniya loy bo'o ela b'shvil hacheshek. This is one of the most powerful statements in Likutei Moharan. Rabbein Azal says, the whole reason for an obstacle is to increase our longing and desire and yearning for the mitzvah or for the kiddush or for coming close to Hashem. That's why Hashem puts obstacles in our path in order to ratchet up, to get us to increase our desire for the item, to intensify the desire to be able to match and overpower the obstacle and to be able to accomplish what we want to accomplish. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Look over there in chapter 61 in Likutei Moharan, where all of this is explained and elaborated on. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Ki kol odom tzorich la'asoik b'tikun habriya. Every single person has to be involved in completing and perfecting the creation. Ki hakol tzorich tikun. Because everything in this world requires tikun. Ki afal pisha shenizbora kfar bora eskol habriya, because although Hashem already completed the entire creation, supposedly, aval hakol nivra mechusar tikun, kayadua. Hashem created everything incomplete, as is known throughout the Gemara, the Medrash, the Zohar HaKadosh, all the sources. Ki hakol nivra b'shvil ha'odom. Because everything was created for the sake of man, Shehu Ish HaYisraeli, specifically the Jew. Shehu yasoik betikun habriya, so that we should be involved in completing and perfecting the creation. And therefore, it'll be considered as if we are the ones who brought creation from thought into action, kifi tikun masav, based on the good deeds that we do, based on the good things that we accomplish, al pi ha-Torah ha-Kdosha, based on the Torah. Shebishvil zeh nivro ha-Koil. And this is the reason why Hashem created everything. Ki kol habriyo begin d'ishtemoido en lei. Because the entire creation was made in order that we should achieve recognition of Hashem. These three words come from the Zohar HaKadosh. Begin d'ishtemoido en lei. In order that we should get to know about Hashem and to believe in Hashem, and to recognize Hashem, kedei sheyakiru veyedu oisa yisporach al kol dovor vedovor shel abriya, and so that we should apply this recognition of Hashem and this acknowledgement of Hashem over every single thing in the world. When we see the ocean, a person who hasn't seen the ocean in 30 days makes a bracha on the ocean, acknowledging that Hashem created the ocean. When a person travels from one country to the other, they arrive in a new country, they say, Birkas Hagoymel, we cross the ocean safely, we make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Alekenem Alecholim, Hagoymel Chem Toivus. A person eats a fruit, a vegetable, every single item in this world that we relate to, we want to connect it to Hashem. We want to show that we recognize that Hashem is the king over everything, and Hashem created everything. And so long as there was no human being in existence to be involved in this, the entire creation is considered like nothingness, as if it doesn't really exist. And it's about this that the Pasuk says, Hashem did not create the world to allow it to remain in a state of nothingness. Hashem created the world in order for the world to be settled, to become civilized. So that the world should become settled with human beings who have knowledge, who have intelligence, hayoidim umakirim es ribonam, who recognize their creator al yidei kol prote abriya, through every single detail in creation. We see a tree, a fruit, an animal, every single item in the world that we interact with, we're always connecting it to Hashem. And this is basically what the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs are really all about. And this is the reason why Hashem created everything. The angels, the everything was created for the sake of man to achieve recognition of Hashem and to apply this recognition of Hashem to everything in existence. Kikifi ha-mitzvah shemekayim isha Yisraeli, because based on whatever mitzvah a Jew is performing, kemoikein hu moitzi chelek me'abriya mikoyach alapoyel, that person is taking part of creation and taking it from thought into action. Lamoshel, for example, kishemekayim mitzvah tzitzis, when a Jew performs the mitzvah tzitzis, azai Lefi hakedusha v'hatahara v'yediyas alkus yisborach shemamshich al yedei kedushas mitzvah tzitzis, then, based on the holiness and the purity and the recognition of Hashem that the person draws upon themselves by performing the mitzvah tzitzis, kemoikein hu mesakein chelek me'abriya, that Jew is involved in perfecting part of creation. V'nechshav כאילו אתו הוציא זה החלק מהבריאה מכוח אל הפועל. And that person is credited as if at that moment, that day when he performed the mitzvah tzitzis, he brought that part of creation from thought into action. He completed that part of creation. V'chein b'sharei kol ha-mitzvos. And the same thing is true regarding all other mitzvahs. V'al kein, and therefore, hoya kol ha-olam tolui ad shishi b'sivan. The Gemara tells us that even though Hashem created the world in 6 days, when it comes to the sixth day, the first 5 days, the pasuk says Yom Rishon, Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Revi. When it comes to the sixth day, it says Yom Hashishi Vayechul Hashmaras. On the sixth day, Hashem completed heaven and earth. The Gemara asks, what is that Hashishi? That's referring not to the sixth day of creation, but to the sixth day of the month of Sivan, which is the day that Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai. And until then, the world was not complete. Until the sixth day of Sivan, Shekiblu Yisrael es HaTorah, when the Jewish nation received and accepted the Torah. Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Nemoigim Eretz V'chol Yoshveho, the world and all of its inhabitants were sort of shaky, were not complete. Anoichi tikanti amudei ha-sela. I establish the pillars of the world eternally. Nanot kama shadoshu rabbi seinuzal mikrozeh al-matan Torah. And our rabbis expound this pasuk referring to when the Torah was given on Har Sinai. Anoichi. Anoichi is the opening word of the Ten Commandments, which were said on Har Sinai, on the 6th of Sivan. Anoichi is what established the pillars of the world, what gave the world permanence, what completed the creation. She'oz nizbaseis v'neskayem ho'ilam. That's when the world was on a solid basis, and that's when the world was really established with permanence. Ki koinam kabbalas ha-Torah, nechshav kol ho'ilam le'toyu v'avoyu. Because prior to receiving the Torah, the world was considered as if it was in a state of nothingness. Ukeilu adayin loynivro klal, as if it had not yet even been created. We find when the Medrash speaks about the world, it refers to the first 2,000 years as 2,000 years of toyu vavoyu. The next 2,000 years are the 2,000 years of Torah, and the third and final 2,000 years are the 2,000 years of the Geula, hopefully. Yitzhak Shem. Question?
Because this tied also to the concept we discussed on for Bris. We're not born with the Bris. We have to do the Tikkun specifically.
The question is this tied into why we give a male child a Bris Mila on the eighth day? The answer is yes. That's where we find this whole concept brought out. The Medrash says that an Apikoros once said to Rabbi Akiva, you people, you Jews, show tremendous disrespect to Hashem. Hashem created a boy this way, and you go in on the eighth day and you do a fix. You're fixing the work of Hashem? Hashem didn't do a good job? And Rabbi Akiva said, really? What about the potatoes that grow in the ground? What about other things that we cannot eat in a raw state? We have to cook them and everything. And Rabbi Akiva explained that Hashem intentionally created everything incomplete in order to give us human beings, us Jews, the privilege of completing the creation, being partners in creation, and being credited as if we completed the creation. That's the wording, Asher Bara Elohim, Hashem created, La'asois, to make, that we should make. Hashem created everything incomplete, said we should go ahead and complete it. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says, Eile toldos hashamayim v'oretz behi boram. This is the story of the creation of heaven and earth when they were created. And the Gemara says that the word behi boram is the letters, the Dosh Rabbi Senazal, Be'Avraham. The creation of the world really began from Avraham Avinu. Ki rak kishebo Avraham Avinu loylam, shemimenu hischil hamshochas derech ha-Torah boylam. It's only from when Avraham Avinu came to the world, who began the process of introducing the Torah to the world, believing in Hashem and reaching out to people to bring them to faith in Hashem. Even though the Torah wasn't given publicly during his lifetime, but the Gemara tells us Avraham Avinu fulfilled the Torah. Oz daiko ne'emar behi boram. That's when the pasuk says the world was created. Kimei oz maschil habriya. It's from the time of Avraham Avinu that the world's creation really begins. Ki'ilu oz nivroyon, as if it were first created then. V'chein omra boisenuzal al pasuk boir acho Yaakov. And so too the Gemara expounds on a pasuk where it says, your creator, Yaakov. The Gemara says, oilomi, oilomi. Hashem says, my world, mi boir acho, who created you? And the world responds, Yaakov boir acho, Hashem created you. Shehem klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu represents the entire Jewish nation. Shekol echad miYisrael kefi kiddushasai, kefi kiyumo yes haTorah, kemoy kein nechshav keilu hu boras olam. Each and every individual Jew, based on that person's holiness, based on that person's fulfillment of the Torah, that person gets credited as if they created the world. V'nechshav shehu moitzi mikoyach alapoyel es habriya kefi madrigosoi. And it's considered as if that person is taking creation from thought into action based on that person's level. Ki ikr tikkun habriya, ikr bechinas moitzi mikoyach alapoyel, hu lohoitzi hadas vasechel digdusha mikoyach alapoyel. Because when we talk about creation, when we talk about bringing the world from thought into action, the most important thing that we're trying to do is to bring the das, the seichel, holy seichel, from thought into action. As Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this in another place in Likutei Moharan, in chapter 25 and in other places, Rabbi Nizal says, sheyesh seichel bekoyach, v'yesh seichel bepoyal. There's a certain level of intellect that's purely theory, and then there's a level of seichel when the seichel is being brought into action. It's actually going ahead and creating. The ikar hashlemus lohoitzi haseichel ho amiti digdusha mikoyach elapoel. And the real perfection, the real completion, is only when we take the true holy seichel from thought into action, legalois elokusai boilam, to broadcast Hashem to the world, to bring recognition of Hashem to the world. Sheze ikr tikun habriya v'kiyumai. That's the real accomplishment of creation, and that's what really allows the creation to exist. Ki kulam bechochma sisa. As the pasuk says, Hashem made everything with chachma, with seichel. That's what it's all really about, achieving chachma digdusha, recognition of Hashem. Ki ikar shlemus kol pa'ula hu sheyeda mi pa'oloi vaso. Because the real perfection of every single thing that's been created is that that object should recognize who created it, who made it. Sheyiskayim, that we should see the fulfillment of the prayer that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in Shmoneh Esrei, Ve'yeda kol pol ki ato fialtoi, that every single being that was created will come to recognize that you, Hashem, created it. U'kamei shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, mi po'al v'yoso, who is the one who created and made everything? He is the one who announces all of the generations from the beginning, referring to Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes it to another level. Again, based on chapter 66 in Likutei Moharan, paragraph Gimel. Ki ikar hashlemus sheyispatchu hayodayim. The real completion is only when the hands open up. And that lower ruach suddenly becomes visible and revealed. And things are taken from thought into action. Meharuach de Le'ela, from that upper ruach, Kemoisha Kosov Shama, as Rabbeinu writes over there in Likutim Ram, that initially everything starts up way up in heaven where it's all oneness, but then Hashem wants it to split out, to open up. Poiseach es yodecha, open up your hands in order to provide. Aval hoikar, however, the main thing is, she'achar hispatchus hayodayim, that even after the hands open up, shehem b'china shtei haruchais, which are these two ruchais, shnei hayudin hanal, the two yuds that we mentioned earlier, the yud of yud kei vav kei, and the yud of aleph dalet nun yud, yihyu adayin gamachar kach, kshurim u'miyuchodim b'tachles hayichud. We want that even after they open up, they should still be one. They should still be united spiritually. Sheyir haruach delesato moishech umekabel chius b'chol rega meharuach deleila. So that lower ruach down here on earth should be connected to and drawing spiritual life all the time from that upper ruach. Dahainu sheharuach delesato b'chinas poyal yeda v'yakir b'chol pam mi lamala mimenu. So that lower ruach, which is the place of action, should always realize and recognize who's above him, where he's receiving all of his power. Kemo shamru, as the Mishnah says, da malamala mimcha. Recognize, realize what's above you. Sheyeda shekol chiyusei v'kiyumoi meharuach deleila. To realize that our whole existence and our whole source of life is coming from that upper ruach. Vaydeze nimshach ola b'chol pam chiyus meruach deleila. And that's what allows us to be drawing life all the time from that upper ruach. Vaydeze hu b'chinas moitzi mikoyach ala poyal b'chol pam. And that enables us to be constantly taking things from thought into action. Shemoitzi chiyus v'kiyum habriya milamala mechodesh b'choleis. The person is drawing the energy and the existence of the whole creation from above, brand new, every single day, drawing new energy and new life into the world. V'chol ze nase al yidei kiyum ha-toyra v'amitzvos kanal. And all of this is accomplished by our fulfilling the Torah and its mitzvahs. Ki lehepech, because in the opposite way, kishechas v'shalom oiver avera, when a person chas v'shalom commits a sin, she'azai nistalek hachiyas digdusha me'apoyo, that causes the spiritual energy to leave this world, to leave the place of action. V'choizer lemala, it goes back upstairs. V'ne'lam ba'koyach, and it becomes hidden in theory, in koyach. V'nishar kenes b'lichius, and down here becomes like a corpse without any life. V'azai shoira olof ruach tumah chas v'sholom kefi pegomoi. And when a person is dead, when a person is spiritually dead, then impurity, a spirit of impurity, takes over the person relative to the sin that they committed. V'olav ne'mar, and it's about this person that the pasuk says, v'nirgan mafrid aluf, that a person who rebels against Hashem causes a separation, a pirud, between that upper ruach and lower ruach, between the source of spiritual energy and us down here on earth. Ki kol inyan hanal kol bitmunas aleph kemoi shemavur shom. Because the whole concept that we're describing here is included in the letter aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Ki haruach deleilo b'chinas yud baroish. Because the upper ruach, which we said corresponds to the opening letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Yud on top of the Aleph. An Aleph is shaped like a Yud on top, an upside down Yud on bottom, and a diagonal Vav in the middle. And the Zohar HaKadosh shows, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the Yud on top is the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud on bottom is the Yud of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, That diagonal Vav in the middle, Vav is six, refers to the six letters in the middle. What this is actually referring to is called the Shiluv, the interconnection between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You'll see this in Sephardic Sidurim or Sidurim that are based on Kabbalah, where it shows you a format of Hashem's name where we interlace the letters. We do the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then the Aleph of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Then we do the Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Dalet of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. A letter of one, a letter of the second. Letter two of the first one, letter two of the second. So it becomes Yud Aleph, Hey Dalet, Vav Nun, Hey Yud. So that each one of these names has four letters. Four and four is eight. You take off the Yud in the beginning, and you take off the Yud at the end, you have six letters in the middle. This is all included in that letter Aleph. The letter Aleph has the Yud on top, the Yud on bottom. That's the Poiseach es Yodecho, opening up these Yuds. The Yud of Machshava and the Yud of Maisa. And in the middle, you have Poiseach. Poiseach is Pasach. The vowel Pasach is shaped like a Vav. A line, a straight line. That's those six letters in the middle. Over there in Likutim Ran, Rabbi Nizal elaborates on this and explains why six letters, all the details. Ki horuach deleilo b'chinas yud baroish hu yud she'al ha'alf. The upper ruach, which we said corresponds to the yud that's in the beginning of yud kei vav kei, the yud on top, hu yud she'al ha'alf, is the yud that makes up the upper part of the aleph, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, obviously. V'haruach delesato, the lower ruach that's down here on earth, shehu yud basoif, which is represented by the yud that's at the end of aleph dalet nun yud, hu bechinas yud shetachas aleph. That's the yud that makes up the bottom part of the aleph. V'hakav shebemtza, and that diagonal line in the middle of these two yuds, hu bechinas vav, is shaped like the letter vav, bechinas patach, which is also the shape of the vowel patach, a line, a vav. V'chulu etc. kemoi shemavoyer sham, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutim Ran. V'ikar hashleimus, kishahayud besoif, mekabel mehayud shebaroish, alidei havov shebiemza. And real perfection is when that bottom yud is receiving from that top yud via that vav in the middle. Note that yud, vav, yud is bigematria 26, which is Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei. Avol kishoiv raveira chas v'sholom, whereas when a person commits a sin, poigein behispatchus hayodayim, the person messes up, they damage this opening up of the hands. Kemo shemavor sham, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there. And then the spiritual energy leaves that bottom yud, that the action. And that bottom yud is no longer able to receive life and energy from that upper yud. And this is why the person who commits this is called one who causes a separation, a pirud, in the aluf. Aleph is the aleph. She'oise pirud bein ho'aleph. He's making a separation in this letter aleph. Ki ikar ha'yichud v'hatikun hu bebechinas v'hachayois rotzoi v'shoiv. Because the main unification and tikun is based on the pasuk in Yechezkel Hanavi, where it speaks about the throne of Hashem, and it says that there were angels that are called chayos that go up and down, up and down. Sheyu niftochin hayodayim, which means, how does this relate to us? And that the tikkun and yichud is brought about when we open up the yodayim. Sheheim hashnei yudim, which are these two yuds. V'afal pikein, yu mikushorin u'miyuchodim betachlas hayichud. And although we're opening them up, they are still 100% connected and united spiritually. There's no break between them. Avol kishepoigmin chas v'shom. Whereas when a person commits a sin, sha'azai nistalek hachiyus me hapoyal, then the spiritual energy leaves that lower yud, the down here on earth, the poyal, the choizer v'nis'alim b'hakoyach, and it goes back up and becomes hidden in koyach, in thought, in that upper yud. Azai nishar hapoyal nifrat misharoshoy. At that point, that lower yud, that ruach delesata, that poyal, is suddenly alone, detached from its source, from its roots. V'shoira olav ruach hachitzoini. And now it becomes possible for an outside ruach to take over, a ruach of tumah. U'mekabel chius derech hasidra achra. And at that point, that lower ruach is drawing energy, receiving energy from the left side, from the other side, from tumah. Ze ikar hapirud. And that's what the separation is all really about. Bechinas nirgan mafrid aluf chas v'sholem. This pasuk, by the way, is mentioned several times throughout the Zohar Kodesh. This is this concept of nirgan, that when we commit sins, we cause a separation between Hashem and the Shechina, between Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Ve'ikar hapirud v'pegam hu pegam ho emuna. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, when we talk about separation, when we talk about sin, what it's really all about is a lack of faith in Hashem, that we've damaged the emuna. Kalidei kol avera nimshach pegam emuna. Because every single sin that a person commits weakens the faith in Hashem. Ad shenel amimenu, to the point where the emuna becomes completely hidden from the person. Ad shenel amimenu, shehapoyal nimshach meakoyach, where the person doesn't realize at all that everything down here on earth is receiving from up there, from koyach. Ve'enoy makir v'zoicher mi baroish. And the person doesn't realize and recognize who's on tap. Where is the energy coming from? V'alkein yesh takono b'tshuva. And this also explains why and how it's possible for us to correct our sins through tshuva. V'ikar ha-tshuva she'yoshuv miyad l'sharoshoy. And the best type of tshuva is when a person realizes that they committed a sin and they immediately reconnect with their source. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Elcha v'oshuvo el ishi orishoin. I'm going to go and return to my original husband. Sheyaskir es atzmo yachar kol ha-pegomim shepogam b'vinoisav ha-merubim. That the person should remind themselves, after all of the damage that they caused through their many sins, afal pikein, despite that, b'chol mekoymois memshalto yisborach, Hashem's kingdom, Hashem rules everywhere, and Hashem is found everywhere. U'bechol mokim shenid chevenofa l'shon, and to whatever low, dirty, filthy places the person has fallen into, gam shom mekabel chius rak mehashem yisborach, even there, the person is receiving all of their life energy from Hashem. Only from Hashem. V'yikashir es atzmei b'chol mokim shu l'Hashem yisborach. And the person has to try to reconnect themselves from wherever they are to reconnect to Hashem. V'chol ze iyef shalisko is kim al yidei tzadikei emes v'talmideihem shezochu l'b'chinas pishnayim hanemar b'atoranal. And all of this, it's impossible for a person to accomplish without the help of the true tzaddikim and their students who have been zeichet to receive a double portion from their rabbi, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Ki zeh klal, because this is a very important rule that we need to know regarding the process of tshuva. Ki kishe'odam mekalkel upoigim chas v'sholem. When a person messes things up and they cause damage, if a person caused damage on the fourth floor, they cannot repair everything by staying on the fourth floor. רק הוא מוכרח לקבל התיקון ממקום הגבויה ביוסה מהמקום שפוגע בוי. The person must receive help from above the place where they caused the damage. We picture a person walking in the street and they fall into a ditch. They fall into a deep pit. Their help cannot come from inside that deep pit. The bugs aren't going to push him back up. That person needs somebody up on top to pull them out of there. They say yistakin, and it's by the person receiving light and holiness and a rope from a level above the level the person was even originally on. Through that, that person can get a tikkun. This is the Gemara mentions this. The Gemara mentions the letter hey, that Hashem, there's a pasuk, ki bekor Hashem tzur olamim. Hashem created worlds, plural, with his name Yud Hey. The letter Yud was used to create the future world, Olam Haba. The letter Hey was used to create this world. And the Gemara explains, in the letter Hey, again, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, the bottom part of the Hey is wide open. You have a leg over here and a leg over there. There's a lot of room to fall out. When a person falls out, chas v'shalom, and they want to come back in, the Gemara explains they cannot come back in through the same place they fell out. They have to go above and get in that little opening at the top of the hay, on the left top side. That's where they have to get in. Rabbein Zal speaks about this in a place in the Likutei Moharan based on the Gemara. So once again, you cannot come back from that same level you were on before. You got to go above that and be able to come in from there, to draw light from there. V'zeh ikar b'chinas tshuva. And this is the whole essence of tshuva, shehi govoya mehatoira, which is above Torah. In Kabbalistic terms, usually we refer to the Torah as zeranpin. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Torah is represented by the letter Vav. We know Rabbeinu Zal often quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, where it says that the luchos, the tablets that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, were 6 by 6. So the Torah is represented by the letter Vav. Tshuva is represented by the letter Hey in front of, before the Vav. Tshuva is Bina. There are 50 levels of Tshuva, 50 levels of Bina. The pasuk says, Ulavava Yovin Vishav Varafaloi. The person's heart will understand and they'll do Tshuva. There are many proofs to show the connection between Tshuva and Bina, which is above the Torah. Ukamay Sham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, Bemokim Shebale Tshuva Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholam Lamod Sham. In the place where Balei Tshuva are standing, complete tzaddikim cannot go up there, implying that Tshuva is a higher level. Ki iyef shaloi lo shuv l'sharoshoi, ki im al yidei sheikabel chiyus v'tikun mimokom hagavoya yoyser. Because it's impossible for a person to return to their roots, to return to their connection and holiness, unless they receive energy and tikkun from a very high place, from above where they started out from. V'alkein be'emes i'efshel le'histakein ki'im al yidei ha-tzadik ha-godol ha-miti. And it's for this reason that real tshuva, real tikkun, can only be accomplished through the great true tzadik, who can reach up to that incredible high place. V'chol ma she'pokam v'kilkel yoyser. And the more damage a person did, the more sins a person committed, the lower down they went, Hutzorich Rebbe Godol Yoiser. That person requires a higher level rabbi to be able to help them. Kamashikosu Batoira Meshra, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in the beginning of chapter 30 in Likutei Moharan. The Jews in Egypt went down 49 levels, minus 49. They needed a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was plus 49, who had hit the 49th level of Kedusha, to be able to rescue them. V'alkein ikar tikkun ha-tshuva hu'al-yidei b'chinas pishnayim hanal. And therefore, this also explains why the main accomplishment of tshuva requires that double portion that we touched on earlier. We're going to have a lot more about this. Rabbeinu Zal, that chapter in the Ketubot is based on a pasuk where Eliyahu HaNavi was about to leave the world. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't die. He left the world in a chariot of fire. And his student Elisha HaNavi asked him, "Vihino pichnayim, can I please have double your power?" And Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, "If you will see me taken from you, you will receive double my power." And Rabbeinu Zal goes into a whole explanation that's based on the fact that when a person is down here on earth, they have one ruach. When the person is about to pass away, that second ruach that was up in heaven comes down. So that at the time the person passes away, he's double. He has two ruachs. Anyone who's present at the time that a tzaddik is nistalik receives light from that double portion, this double ruach. Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue now and explain that this doesn't only mean when the tzaddik passes away. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that whenever a tzaddik is experiencing an aliyah, he's going up, he's going up, there is this double portion that's being given. We'll hold it over here for now, even though we're in the middle of a paragraph, we're at the top of the page in this edition. We'll continue from here, Amir Tzashem, in the next shiur tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and week. New beginnings for all of us, Mr. Shem.